appreciate y'all joining in to Toxicity Podcast live with myself and my guest today, Willie.
Thanks for having me.
Let's go ahead and take a moment. Go ahead and introduce your business first, Will.
My name is Willie Grant. I, alongside my mother, we have a cleaning service, Grant's Commercial Residential Cleaning Services. We offer move-in, move-out specials. If you have a business, if you're moving out, trying to get your security deposit back, we definitely help with that. Also, any interior painting that may be done, I also do that as well. We are locally licensed and bonded in Florence, South Carolina. Yeah, that's pretty much, you know, and I also, I run Exotics nightclub. Yeah.
Okay, so y'all know Willie now.
Yeah.
Talking to Mike too. Trying to sound all Rico Suave and shit. Now, we're going to talk about 50-50 or 100-100. And we're going to talk about it not just on a relationship level or male and female level. We're going to talk about it on a community level too. Just on a perspective, a mental perspective. You know, I feel like we got it where I feel like a lot of people expect too much out of the community and don't give nothing to the community. You know, and so that where the 100-100 come in and the 50-50 come in, you know, you can't expect no more than what you give. But we also want to talk about relationship element when it comes to a male-female dynamic. What do you expect out of a relationship when you're dealing with a female? Say what? Oh, you can't hear me, Trendy? Not over there? So I just need to talk up. Okay. So it goes for you too, Willie. All right. So the dynamic, man, basically saying most females feel like the guy, the man, should be 100% provider in a household or a relationship or association. You know, and most females, hold on, let me correct myself before I get jumped on. Hold on. Some females feel like a man is obligated, and they feel they come with a sense of entitlement when it comes to his finances. That they base their relationship or association or their feelings off the finances. So if he ain't giving 100% or willing to put up 100%, they ain't even interested in him. So a lot of men, they get dismissed because on a professional level, if he's ambitious or goal-oriented in any way or in the midst of his journey, he got to overlook, or he's often overlooked because of that. So I give you the opportunity to comment on it as well. And then we'll go to the audience and allow, if you want to step up, if you want to comment, you're going to have to come up to the stage and comment and provide your insight or your opinions. Huh? No, you don't have to come on camera. You just have to come up here and get the mic. All right.
Yeah, I think the immediate red flag for most women when we bring up the 50-50 is...
You got to talk to the mic.
Can you hear me? Okay. I think the immediate red flag for most women when we bring up the 50-50 topic or we start talking about the 50-50, they kind of get disgusted because it's like, you don't want me to halfway respect you. As a man, you're a provider, you know what I'm saying? You're a leader, you're not a halfway leader. So why would you be presenting yourself with 50%? You know, and also the flip side of that, if you can only provide 50%, a relationship should be the last thing on your mind. You worry about a relationship, but you can't fully take care of your household. See what I'm saying? So I think that's where the issue with women in the 50-50 conversation, I think that's where we kind of start bumping heads. On the flip side of that, you have men are like, well, I can't be in love if I'm not 100% financially secure. True enough, you can, but you have to date within your range. See what I'm saying? If you know you can't afford a woman who makes six figures, you know, that ain't the type of woman you should go after. See what I'm saying? So it's like when it comes to that 50-50, you have to put all of that in perspective. You have to put all of that in perspective, you know what I'm saying? But that's just my opinion. You know, don't shoot the messenger. That's just, you know, that's just how I feel about it, me personally.
I have to agree. I have to agree to a certain extent. To a certain extent, right? I noticed you said that I shouldn't be entertaining the relationship unless I'm in position to 100% divide. I mean, that's the same thing we're being told, that if you ain't got the money, you don't need to be worrying about being with me.
You don't need to worry about being with nobody.
Right, but why is that a defining factor?
If you still trying to find yourself.
So if I like somebody, if I'm really vibing with her, yeah. And I really like her, and I really want to be with her, and I'm in the midst of my journey, I might be going to school.
Yeah.
Right now, I might have just opened up a business. Yeah. You know what I mean? You just opened up a business, you broke.
Yeah, for real.
You do for a minute.
Even when you got it, you still broke for a minute.
I told you, I ain't been in a strip club for a while.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, so you know you're in the midst of your journey, but you know your ambition, you know where you're headed, you know what you're trying to accomplish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if you come in contact with a woman that can appreciate that, you know what I mean? She should be able to, I can say should be. I would hope that her mentality would be open-minded and be receptive to what I'm currently going on and what I'm trying to accomplish, instead of looking at me right now what I can personally provide for her. And I personally don't want to be with somebody that is interdependent on me. I don't want that. So any woman that I endeavor to be with, I want to try to build her up so she can be independent in herself. She can be her own revenue.
Right.
You know, whether or not I'm providing for her or not, I want her to be able to provide for herself. You know, so I absolutely don't feel like me getting in a relationship or me entertaining a woman should be determined on my financial status at the time. Because my time, let's be 100 now, I ain't got the time to be sitting here trying to be financially romantic. I could be romantic without being financially romantic. You know, I could cook you dinner. You know, I can lay out flowers. I can, you know, run your baths. I can read to you. I can do things that would stimulate, you know, and rather than, you know, take you on trips or fly you out or take you on shopping sprees.
Right.
You know, so I feel like the finances should not be a determining factor. You know, now when I'm in a position and my finances are all the way up, yeah, she don't pay for nothing. She don't want for nothing. She don't touch a door, whether I'm broke or paid. You know what I mean? She don't pay for a meal, whether I'm broke or paid. You know, it's minor things, you know, but when I'm up and I'm there, she don't want for nothing. You know what I'm saying? But that's a goal for us as a man, as a provider. I'm driven by the desire to be able to give my woman the world and beyond. You know what I mean? To be able to, you know, put her in a position where, you know, she got before I got, or we got. Or I don't got, you know what I mean? Yeah.
You know, in those instances, then your 50 ain't gonna look like her 50. You see what I'm saying? Your 50 ain't gonna be her 50. Your 50 may consist of, well, I can take a load off of you when it comes to the household. You see what I'm saying? So baby, you ain't gotta worry about cooking. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about cleaning. Baby, you ain't gotta worry about washing your car. You don't gotta worry about things that you may have to worry about. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, she ain't gonna cut the grass. Now. Yeah. She should be cutting the grass.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Pumping gas, anything like that. Right, like right. Your 50 ain't gonna look like her 50. And sometimes, you know, it may be 70-30.
But that's just being a gentleman.
Yeah, it is.
That's just being a gentleman.
But you got women that gonna stop and they gonna pump their own gas. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she really ain't got no business doing that.
Yeah.
That's her choice, though.
Right.
Right? That's her choice.
Right.
It's her choice to get out the car before you can walk all the way around and then open that door.
Yeah.
No matter how many times you tell her, don't touch the door.
But
see, my daughter know, don't even touch the door. My daughter don't even touch the door. I get up and open the door for my daughter.
My daughter the same way. She ain't gonna touch the door. She gonna dare.
So whatever man she get with in her lifetime, you want to know what he got to do.
She ain't gonna touch the door. My daughter ain't gonna touch the door.
She ain't gonna sit right in there until he open it.
It rained, you better jump out with that umbrella and walk around her door.
That's what Tiana do. Tiana sit right there and open that door.
Yeah, she, you know, not, she ain't going.
Definitely, man, you know. And she, and my daughter know that she don't want for nothing. She don't have to ask for nothing. She don't have to need for nothing. But her job is to be the best her. You know, to maximize school, maximize her character, you know, to be principally minded, you know, be open-minded. Like, you know, so as long as she do the right thing, as long as she make the right choices, I'll be everything. You know what I'm saying? And I think that comes right along with being in a relationship or being with a woman. Now, I'm gonna trip you out. Let's go this route with it. Let's say I'm trying to look out for you. Say we date. Say I show interest.
Okay.
Right? Let's say I show interest. We're gonna hit another avenue. Say I show interest and I'm dating. And I'm trying to do the romantic shit, or I'm trying to show you a little love. Say, give me your electricity bill, give me utility bills, I got them this month. Or give me your rent, I got this that month. Is it right for her now to become entitled to think that I'm supposed to do that next month? Or, better yet, I'm gonna hit you with this one. Is it all right for her to act like I'm supposed to do that even if she's treating me in a negative manner, or even if she get caught in a lie? Let me hear your reply on this one.
Okay, honest moment. You're still gonna need a place to stay, whether she lying to you or not. You're still gonna need a place to stay, you see what I'm saying? So as far as like paying bills, taking care of the household, you know, like, no, it ain't your responsibility to help. That's what you signed up for. That's a relationship. No different with if you dating somebody that has kids. That's a package deal. So that comes with it. You can't say, oh well, this month I ain't paying your bills, baby girl, because your mama lied to me. See what I'm saying? You can't separate the two. Not in that instance, you know. But it's not okay for a woman to feel like, yeah, you got to pay all my bills. Because what if we not in the same household? I got a house, you got a house, but we're dating. And 9 out of 10, when it starts, that's how it should be. We don't start dating and, oh yeah, we gonna move in together.
Right.
No. Right. Might spend a night a couple nights, you spend a night over here a couple nights, and yeah.
So I can't kick her out because she lied to me?
No. 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 No, that's kind of shallow. That's kind of shallow.
What, you know? Isn't it her responsibility to be mindful of that, though?
Right.
It's her responsibility to be mindful of that, now. It's not for me to be mindful of that. It's for her to be mindful of that. Right? She understands the situation like I understand the situation.
Right.
Now, because I'm saying the situation vice versa.
Yeah.
I'm staying in her spot. I'm living in her spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I shoot her some lies. Mm-hmm. I shoot her a lie that doesn't damage the trust factor or the confidence factor.
Right.
Now, she don't know where I'm at when I say I'm at work. Or she don't know this, that, and the third. So now she's going to torment herself and wear herself to death. So why go through that?
Off topic, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I say that because the 50-50 or the 100 or the finances become such an obligatory entitlement factor in relationships, to where somebody feel like they can do you any kind of way or move any kind of way and not have to deal with the consequences of that being a removal factor or that being something that's going to be taken out of the equation. Because like you say, oh, I'm obligated to you now. I can't just put you on the street. But, well, is Duke worrying about putting me out, turning my lights off if I don't pay him? No, they're not worrying about my situation. They don't care if I got 20 kids in the house.
Right.
They're gonna cut them lights off.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I don't do right, it's a choice. It's a decision. I have to make the right choice in the decision because of my circumstances. She need to make the right choice and decision in order to her circumstances. And there's consequences to your actions. You can't lie to someone or treat someone in a negative manner and expect to receive the benefits of still being with them. Now you can excuse it. You say, hey, yeah, okay, yeah, that's cool. We let it pass. But what when it happens again?
Then that 50-50 turns into 100 because she gonna have to pay for herself. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, but you know, if you dealing with that type of woman, and she on that type of time, and she can pay all her bills, then you know.
But what if she can't pay the bills?
Hey, then you know it's like you better get in all orders. You know, hey.
You need to be mindful of the situation. No, I'm talking. That's fair enough. Yo, you hear? Are we too close together? I need to turn it down. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
You got to talk straight into it? Like this? Okay. Anybody want to say anything from the audience? I'll pause for that before I move on. Come on, Sonny. I see you. I barely see you. Come on, Sonny. You want to handle yours or mine?
Hey, y'all.
Watch the speaker. Come on. Unplug it. Just unplug it. It ain't that one, then. She under the one, okay? Come here.
Testing
come
one, two.
Yeah. Go ahead for right there.
Hello, everybody.
How you doing?
Hello.
So I was listening to you guys have your moment, and you guys did make valid statements, but before I get to 50-50 and 100-100, first start off, one, you have to know who you're dealing with, one, and then two, how you meet that person, you have to maintain and you have to be consistent. So if you meet a girl, take her out, splurge on her, pay her bills, you should be able to continue to do that. Unless you guys are in a relationship, it's different. As far as 100-150-50, personally, I believe in giving 100% because the man, he will already have showed me that he's able to lead, provide, and protect me, where I would want to do the same for him. Now, if, you know, we live in separate households and or we move together, separate households, I don't think that a man should be paying my bills. That's something personally I wouldn't really ask, because it's just to say that, you know, I will consider that he will want to keep doing that. And then if that one time you say I can't do it, it's gonna, like, you know, have me to think like, dang, you started this, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't you maintain it? Because that's how you introduce yourself to me. Now, if you from the beginning to say, look, all I got is a dollar, some love, I can protect you, then I was a woman would respect the man more because he was 100% with me at the very beginning. And I think that a lot of guys now, I'm not gonna say, well, a lot of guys now, it's based on image, and social media really got us thinking that everyone has to live a lavish life. Like, no one really posts like their downfalls. No one can post their bank accounts to say, well, I can take care of her or I can maintain it. Because sometimes as a man, as far as what a lot of us women experience, they have like masses on their face just so they can get us, but they can't keep us because they don't know how to really be honest at the very beginning. So as a man, do you guys think that at the very beginning that a lot of you guys kind of false who you are? Because how you come to us, that's how we're gonna always view you.
Okay.
Now, if you can't do it at that moment, or if it's something that, you know, I can't do it right now, I'm hurting, then whoever you're dealing with, that's where communication come in. That's when you would know the person you're dealing with, because as a woman, she should be able to respect that and understand that. So if you, like, you know, if you experience someone getting upset because you couldn't do something, then that was just on the man's fault, because that's just who he showed her, who he really, like, who he was at the beginning. So I don't really fault the female to say, well, you know, you can't do it, this and that, blah, blah, blah. But it's based on the man, because that's who you introduce yourself to me as. So, you know, sometimes for a man, I feel like a female will respect you more if you approach a situation and say, well, look, I ain't got it all right now. I'm working hard. I can support you. I can love on you. I can get your nails done, your toes done, but I'm not, you know, one of them. And I think a female, they'll respect you way more in advance. That's
so,
it.
You're basically saying that as long as
do need to be genuine. They just be trying to be nasty. They'll try, you know what I'm saying? They'll try to do this and that, and then they can't even, you know, so, you know.
So he just need to be genuine up front.
Absolutely.
Be who he is up front and stop trying to fake in front up front.
Absolutely.
Because most guys now, I guess it's different, you know? I got a little age with me, you know? When I was younger, females talk to the guys based off character. You know what I mean? You can spit your game or, you know, take somebody out and they get to know you. Nowadays, it seems like they want to, you got to have money off top. Or you
got the bag.
Who got the bag?
Yeah.
You know, so.
And that's based on social media.
So it's a bit different.
Yeah.
A bit different. It didn't matter who had the money when I was 19, 20 years old. You know what I mean? I'm 47 now. So it didn't matter back then who had the bag. It didn't just matter how you carried yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and that went a long way. Your character went a long way, you know?
Yeah.
Nowadays, that don't matter.
Yeah.
You know, now you could be Skeletor as long as you got some money.
Yeah.
You know, and females gonna sweat them.
Some females.
Seems like
older,
a mass majority of them do.
Yeah, I'm older now, but I will say, since I've already experienced it, I wouldn't do it now. But a lot of females, they were broke. I mean, they would date a broke man to help them rise, you know? But now, since I've experienced it, it's more, I wouldn't personally do it because I've seen like what I've experienced to say that, well, I supported someone who didn't have it all. Once he got to a certain level, he forgot who he was at the beginning and tried to downplay me. So I wouldn't date a broke man, but a lot of women, they will possibly date a man that doesn't have it all.
Well, you're very rare.
Yeah.
So. You're very rare. I mean, let's be honest. You need to be cherished. You're very rare. You know. but let me ask you a question though, Sonny.
Sure.
What about the woman and that demands a man have a certain financial status when she has none?
Well, like I said at the beginning, it's based on who you're dealing with. You have to know who you're dealing with. That's the man's choice to want to deal with her. And as a man who's supposed to be a leader and provider, if that's the person who he wants to be with, he should want to be able to help invest her, to help bring her to where he wants her to be or to her greatest point.
You got something to say to that? I saw you move. I saw you turn.
Yeah. Hey, friend.
That was a lot to take in. That was a lot to take in.
Sure.
But I will say this. I agree with you. As far as the fronting, because, you know, since we being real, you know, like I myself,
real.
I done did a little bit of that, you know. It's like a fake it till you make it type, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, but.
And that's okay.
Huh?
I said, and that's okay.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of times you run into the wrong people that way. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You run into people that's like, you know, you'll see their true colors when you tell them no, or I ain't got it this week, or I ain't got it this month, or nah, I can't pay for that, I can't help you on the bill, you know what I'm saying? It's like the struggle really attracts the woman that you need.
Yeah.
Or you would feel like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
So it's like, I understand where you coming from, you know?
I agree.
Like, you know, I might be going through, it's like the same thing with millionaires, you know, they have ups and downs. I might make a bad investment and lose all my money.
Yeah.
I might have been able to pay all the bills, you know, up until this point. My broker or my accountant may have ran off with some money. It happens all the time. You see what I'm saying? So it's like in those instances, then what? You know what I'm saying? If you're not dealing with a woman that's gonna, you know, hold you up through that, it's like, why even deal with that?
I agree, and that's what I said at the beginning, is based on you have to know who the person is. And sometimes you have to accept who the person is once you see their true colors, and that's just that.
And as far as, you know, I guess people kind of faking their stories, like, you know, I don't know. I was one of the people, like, I still got the woman I want when I couldn't even pay. I couldn't even pay for a haircut. You see what I'm saying? Like, I never had to, you know, I never had to, like, fake kick it. I never had to, hey, listen, I got this much money. You gonna come talk to me? Nah, I never was like that. I never was the type of person to like pay people to have to be around me. Like, I always was my genuine, authentic self. And I think, like, because of that, like, I still got a lot of relationships with a lot of people, like, genuine relationships, and they're not built off money, like, nothing but friendship. Yeah. Like, Titus, you know, our relationship based strictly off love, not a dollar bill, because both of us been around each other at, when we were at our lowest, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't gonna get into details.
Yeah.
Statute of limitations ain't up, but like, both of us been at our lowest around each other, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people may be like, I ain't never seen you around him. You ain't never looked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like, but, you know, like, so it's like, you know, like, it's that 50-50, you know, like, back to the original subject, you know, that 50-50 is like, you know, like, you're an adult. You gonna have to pay all your bills by yourself. You see what I'm saying? If I'm getting a helpmate, a partner, you're not gonna want me to have to pay 100% of everything, because what does that leave for you? If I'm paying 100% of everything, and 9 out of 10, the average adult male has a child somewhere or multiple children, you know, like, how am I supposed to take care of myself, take care of you, take care of my household, take care of outside kids? You see what I'm saying? It's like, that's a lot.
Well, that's not considered. I don't really consider that.
That's a lot.
As
I got kids
50-50.
In college.
I don't really. Okay, so the whole 50-50 thing, that's why I said I agree on 100-100. Because the 50-50 thing, like I said, that's half of me, and the 50-50 is half of you. So if you're providing, paying the bills, car notes, whatever it is to maintain, to keep all the lights on, and as a woman, she should be able to cook, clean, keep you fly, keep you healthy, keep you to your highest level, to where as though that's what you want to do. So all the bills are being paid, you still have a few thousands of dollars in your pocket, because as a woman, you shouldn't want to date no broke woman yourself. So if you met her broke, then 9 times out of 10, if you don't be able to help uplift her, she's going to stay at the bottom. You're going to always run into that situation. So 50-50, I'll say 100-100.
Right. My belief is 100 plus. I always say this,
absolutely,
man, like, I used to like Clemson little slogan, all in, when my son was playing for Clemson. They had all in. I believe in it. I like that. So I want to be able to be all in.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to be all in confidently.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to lie to myself in faith. I want to be confident. I want to really believe in who I'm all in with. And I want to be a contributor. I want to be a benefit to her. You know, so I want, it doesn't bother me to pay the bills.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't bother me to sit down with you and build a blueprint and be able to iron out where you're going to be at tomorrow and how you're going to move and how you're going to execute these tasks for the next 2 years to get here.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to sit here and develop and inspire you to achieve something far greater than what you even thought that you could accomplish.
Yeah.
And the only way we're going to do that is if it takes me taking the bills off the table so you don't got to worry about going to work for somebody, I'm willing to do that.
Yeah.
To give you the opportunity to really tap into yourself and really develop and grow. But that's why I'm going to do it.
Absolutely.
That's the only reason I'm gonna do it. I ain't gonna pay your bills just for you to be able to sit back on the couch and cook for me or clean. I can do that myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm dead at it. I mean, I'm talking about, man, I washed my clothes. I just cooked spaghetti last night for my daughter. Like, listen, so I don't need that. I don't need a housekeeper and I don't need a cook.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but I would love to have a genuine partner that's capable of reciprocating my energy, my intellect, and be able to move forward in an obsessive manner.
Absolutely.
And pursue her goals, because I gave her the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but I didn't give you the opportunity to go fly out and go take vacations and go kick it with your homegirls or just move around every day like you was a housewife. I don't believe in that.
Absolutely.
I believe in partners. I believe in partners. I salute Keisha Dior. them the type of women that I acknowledge and give value to.
Absolutely.
You know, you know, I'm just not, I ain't never been the guy to just trick off or just spend money or throw around money. I'd rather go, I have 4 daughters. I'm gonna pay my daughter's bills. I have 3 grown daughters. I'm gonna pay their bills before I pay somebody else's bills.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about, like, so, and I really don't push to pay this. I try to push them to come on and get on the team and come on and let me guide you and let me build you up. You know what I mean? But if you don't want to do that, you want to go out there and work, then okay, you're going to go out there and work, you're going to pay your bills then.
Absolutely.
You know, so, you know, it just, it's an incentive. Paying your bills is an incentive for me believing in you and you being a part of my program and you being a part of your own blueprint.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And I can see that. I can see you moving day to day and executing your tasks and moving them with a purpose. Oh, I can appreciate that. I can value that. I can cherish a woman like that.
Absolutely.
Ambition to me is more attractive than anything. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? But a lazy woman? Nah, you ain't getting nothing from me. I don't care how beautiful you is. I don't give a damn. I don't tell me how your sex game flow. None of that don't matter. Okay. You know what I mean? So, and I think that's a large part of, that's a large discrepancy. And a lot of women, they think their bodies and their looks is what's going to lock them in. They might lock you in with somebody that can't get a woman like that. They might lock you in with Skeletor, because Skeletor can't go get another woman like you. He grateful for having you. So he going to pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Or his self-esteem or his position in life is he's so built off having a woman. And that woman give him status. Because you got a lot of guys that think like that. We're going to talk about that too. A lot of guys think they women give them status. You know what I mean? That's why you got a lot of men out here right now think they doing something about having sex with another man's wife or another man girl. They think he doing something to that man. You ain't doing nothing to that man. That's that woman body. That ain't got nothing to do with that man, next man.
Very toxic.
That ain't got nothing to do with that other man, man. Like, listen, man, how do you think you doing something to him by having sex with the girl that he claimed? Yeah. Now, you did him a favor. You exposed her. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, like I'm, how can you honestly think that you hurt him? But that's the mentality out here. You hear it so many times. Yeah, I be fucking that nigga girl. Oh, excuse me. My bad on the curse word.
Hey. If it's a woman that you love and you fully vested in, you know, like,
gonna make your chest hurt, but he did you a favor, though.
Yeah.
He did you a favor. He did you a big favor. They gonna make your chest hurt. I'm talking about making chest hurt.
Listen,
but being me, as long as it's somebody I don't know, I'll think that nigga. But if it's somebody I know that crossed them lines, I won't hurt that nigga. So those are two different things. Like, listen, I won't let it slide. No, I'm going about my business. You know what I'm saying? Don't be grateful for it. I done learned too much in life to be hurt by anything negative. I believe strongly that anything that we experience in life, whether it's good or bad, is for our benefit. It's for our growth, it's for our development. We learn more from our mistakes than we do from our success. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we become who we are through all of it.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree.
You know, so, and that's what's kept me strong through a lot that I've experienced. So, and through a lot of betrayals, a lot of the heartaches, a lot of the disappointments, so just a lot of the hardships, you know? So, and I continue to push through it and continue to push on, you know? But the greatest, I guess the greatest attribute that I've had in my life is have loyal friends like with loyal people that I could depend on.
Absolutely.
You know, but to have a life partner, to have a woman that can, you can say that you can give 150 or 1,000% of yourself all completely with no worries, no concern. Man, that's powerful.
Absolutely.
It's powerful. It's powerful.
I pray you guys do find, if you are single, I pray you guys do find what your hearts desire. And if you guys come across new females or someone you are interested in, just let them know who you really are before taking it to the next step. And I'm going to be done.
Thank you, grab
drop
the
mic.
Thank you.
Come on, ladies. Come on, we need.
Not yet. We ain't even.
Come on, Brooke.
We ain't even hear the next topic yet.
No, we on the same topic.
Oh, we on the same. Okay.
Come on.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I gotta come. Okay. So, as far as the 50-50 conversation, that's what we on, right? I mean, it's important to recognize that men and women bring different things to a relationship. So, like, when you expect a woman to not be like a woman, like, I know you were talking about a woman being broke when you meet her. It's like a woman's value isn't held in her financial status the same way a man's is. So, that was really my main thing.
Right. That was your main thing?
Yeah.
So, stay on the stage for me.
Okay.
So, let me ask you this. So, do you value a man right here, right now, if he pulls up here in a Lamborghini compared to a man that pulls up here in a Honda. The man in the Honda. Hold on.
I'm still listening. I'm right here.
The man in the Honda. The man in the Honda can't afford to take you out or fly you out right now. But you know he's in school. He works every day, 40 hours a week. He takes care of his kids. You know what I'm saying? He might have one or two kids. He's not with his baby mama. He still takes care of his kids. He ain't even on child support. He takes care of his kids.
Okay.
He can't go out with you because he takes care of his kids. He can't go out with you because he got to go to school. He got to study for a test. He said, I got to go work today. And his time is short. But the guy that had the Lamborghini, it ain't nothing for him to come in here and spend $1,000 on you. It ain't nothing for him to fly you across the world. You and 10 other females. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you going to run to him and entertain him before you entertain the guy in the Honda. And that's the current situation that's going on. Yeah, I'm just laughing.
That's the current situation in this society.
I'm talking in this society.
When it comes down to what a woman prioritizes. You have different kind of women where there are some women where she is going to pick the man with the Lambo. And she's going to go with him
dynamic.
No matter how he's treating her.
That is the social dynamic. Let's be one of it.
But there are women where they recognize where they might prioritize like time. The fact that you might not have it right now, but the fact that you have the ambition, you have the goals, you have a plan, somebody can work with that more than somebody that can take me and 9 of my friends to wherever, that might not be what I'm looking for. But I do know that there are some high ladies that do want somebody with the money, and I don't knock them either, because men are supposed to provide.
Man, okay.
But listen, the thing is,
the guy that's in the moment,
okay,
in the Lamborghini, that's entertaining the team, he ain't trying to provide. He's trying to entertain. It's a difference. See, that's the thing. You know, y'all talking about, he's entertaining to get what he wants. It's nothing for him. The money that he's spreading out is nothing to him. So he's entertaining. But the guy that don't have the money to throw around, that's giving you his time, it really has value. Because he's really going out his way to give you time that he don't have. You know, his bills and his daughter, he fits you in between his bills and school. And he still made time for you. But you ain't gonna have time for him because the guy with the Lamborghini that's willing to fly you out there eagling and saying, girl, what's up? And you know you ain't got no future with him. But you're gonna have a great time with him. You're gonna be able to say, girl. You know what I'm saying? So, call help.
I'm phoning a friend right now. Hold on, wait.
You can make time for what you want to make time for.
Yes, you make time for what you want to make time for.
You make time what you can. I'm speaking from a man that has very limited time. I have a 13-year-old. I have four businesses. My 13-year-old don't care about me going out with nobody. She want her food. She want to be home. And I'm talking about she don't want to go to grandma's house. She don't want no babysitter, and she follows my location where I'm going. She would quickly hit me up. I thought she was going to Oasis. You know what I'm saying? Listen, so it is difficult for like such as myself to really say, okay, I'm finna date you seriously and give you adequate time up to your standard. I can give you what's available to me, but I'm not trying to say that I'm going to meet your standard. And I just opened a business. This business ain't 6 months old. So no, I can't pay your bills. You might look at me driving a Corvette, and you might see my business and think, oh, he got all this money. No, I don't. I got enough money to pay my bills, take care of my children, and make sure I'm there for my grandkids. You know what I'm saying? That's my responsibility. My responsibility to my family first. So it's not for me to actually be there and be able to showcase and entertain you by paying your bills. Especially if we just met. Especially if there's no future. And if it's really that serious and I really care about you to that extreme, you can come stay over here. I don't gotta pay your bills. You just come stay over here.
Okay.
You know, so that would be more convenient and that would be more economic for my circumstances if I really cared about you, if I really saw value in you. You know, if you really saw value in me, and that's one of my greatest things. How you treat me, how you make me feel, is more important than anything. That respect take you all the way to the moon with me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And because I think that's a lack. This is very short thread in a relationship nowadays when it comes to respect, because some women will say things out their mouth, man. Come on, man. I ain't never heard my mama say that to my dad. I ain't never in my life heard my mama say something.
I feel like, back like how Sis said, I completely understand and I agree. You don't want to have to immediately, when you meet a woman, you don't want to be just throwing money like that, because we all do have responsibilities, but you don't want to sell a woman on a dream. If you looking like money, if you looking like money, Sis is going to think you.
But do y'all know why they say y'all on a dream? Because y'all jump on it. Y'all move for it. That's why they do it. It's easier.
This is my last word.
It's easier to sell you a dream than to tell you the truth.
But guess
what? If I tell you the truth, you don't want to hear it. I can tell you the truth, you don't want to hear it. If I tell you to sell you the dream, you're going to fall on it and I'm going to get what I want. You know what I'm saying? But if I tell you the truth, I'm not going to get what I want. So that's why the guys do it. Y'all don't force them to do it.
This is my last word.
Y'all don't force them to do it. Back in the day, when I was young, oh man, you couldn't lie to no women. You couldn't lie to these females.
This is my last word,
Social
Titus.
Social media make it easy to lie now.
Titus, this is my last word and I'm going to be done with it.
All right, huh?
I'll tell all the ladies in this room tonight, we going to date them all and let the best man win. At the end of the day, you don't own me, I don't own you.
What you say, Sonny? Yeah, I'm going to date them all.
I said, you don't own me, I don't own you. May the best man win, ladies.
But when we do that,
you see a
we
ring,
for the streets.
Until you get married,
when the man
date
do
them
it,
all.
We for the streets. We community did.
I want them all.
That's what they tell us. We for the community. When the man do it, we toxic.
I want them all.
We a hoe. I'm talking about when we do that, we can't date multiple women. A man can't
I'll
date multiple
this.
Women without having a negative perception.
A man can have a whole
because
harem
I can
of
take
girls.
You on a date. I can take you on a date for 3 weeks. And you know what you're gonna tell your homegirl? That's my man. You're gonna claim me even if I ain't claiming you. And I could be dating 3 or 4 other women, and now we got drama and now I'm a hoe. All I'm doing is dating y'all like you dating. The same way you got 4 or 5 people in your phone that you ain't telling the truth about. But I got four females that I'm telling the truth about. That I'm telling you, hey, I'm dating so-and-so. You don't want to hear it. Oh, that's my man. They go, but you can keep four, you can have 4 guys in your phone that you ain't telling me nothing about. Nobody don't know, but there's always one guy that know about it, about all the other guys. Y'all know that, right? There's always one guy that know about all the other guys.
The ladies are saying,
who is we? But it's always other guys. Y'all be having a guy for the gas. Y'all be having a guy for the lunch. For the lunch cash app.
Absolutely.
Y'all be having a guy for the lunch cash app.
Absolutely.
Y'all be having a guy.
Right.
I'm talking about. Oh, this one said he'll pay. He'll throw the bill. Y'all be having a guy for this. I done been around so many females talking about watch how many. Hey, I need so and so. I need so. I had a female would text 10 guys for cash apps because she in the store. And each one of them sent her $30. And now she done get what she want.
Absolutely. That's how it's going.
A man can't do that. Well, I can't text you and ask you no cash app. Let me text you and ask you for a cash app.
Well, it comes down to everybody just mind their business. If everybody mind their business,
you will block me.
We good. If everybody mind their business, we good. We don't own each other.
Yeah, right.
Until we marry, until you tell me, this is the thing. When a man,
I done said it already.
When a man tell me, look,
I done said it already. You're rich,
honey. When a man tell me, he's like, look, I want you off the market. I want to take you serious. You don't have to worry about nothing else. That's the man who I'ma choose. At the end of the day, like I said, it made the best man win. Everybody mind their business, and we gonna be happy.
But if I'm broke, I can't take you off the market.
We
I'm
ain't
broke.
Cheating. We, you know.
I'm still in school. I'm still in school. I can't afford. I can't afford that Mercedes car note. I mean, we still in school.
You got
I'm
it?
Still in school, sonny. I'm still in school. You see what I'm saying? Do you believe in me enough? Do I treat you well enough? Do I honor you? Do I give you respect? Do I uplift you? Do you see the value in me? To believe in me over my financial status? That's what we're talking about with the 50-50 or the 100-100. Because when I'm in position, I'm going to give you 100 and more. If you believe in me. But as a man, I need a woman that when I'm incapable or I'm incapable of, I fall short, that she ain't gonna judge me or leave me because I can't do it. You understand? Like, but instead, she gonna say, baby, I got it this month. Don't worry about it. I got you. Like, we gonna be what you need. Like, let's sit down. Let's come up with a plan. Like, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? No, that's not different. Because you got a lot of women that will leave the moment you can't pay their bills. I'm telling you, the moment, because like you said, you set that standard. You came in with that standard. I probably came in at the top of my bag. Hold on. Now, hear me now. I probably came in at the top of my bag. At the top of my throat. So yeah, I'm like, Sonny, listen, I got you, Sonny. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You off the market. But then my business might go out of business. Now I'm slumped. It's now I told her my slump. A lot of females gonna leave me. Oh, he started taking on my business. He can't pay him now, and I gotta go. He flat.
Well, then it's based can't on, do for so me this no more. The thing.
He don't do more. But Willie over here up, his cleaning business got 10 hotels. I'm going over here and mess with Willie. You know what I'm saying? Willie told me, Willie done let it be known, man. The moment that nigga slipped, man, holler at me.
So you
and
giving...
That's always in her ear. That's always in her ear. She ain't never blocked Willie from her social media. She kept Willie right there on the social media. Okay. After Willie slid in that DM and told her, man, listen, if you ever need me, I'm here. She deleted the comment and didn't block him. Kept him right there. So the moment he slipped and fell off, she slid up on Willie. Hey, what you doing this weekend?
So I believe that you giving the man after fact. Because as women, we're actually loyal human beings. So
no,
negative.
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 Negative, we ain't doing that.
You giving us an yourself.
Y'all lord to yourself. A woman, a woman would get mad with insurance policies.
Let me finish.
A woman would get mad with insurance policies. She would make sure that she is always covered. A man would go all in and I'm talking about cut everything off and be just with her. A woman would have her high school sweetheart sitting in the cut. A woman would have the man, the deacon at the church
that
pat her low on the back. Let her.
But you giving the aftermath. You giving the aftermath.
I'm telling you, a woman will not put checks on stuff that she should do because she gonna keep her options always open.
Supposed to.
No, she's not.
Why
not? That ain't 100.
We supposed to.
She's not being 100. She's not being solid.
Why not?
You're not giving 100.
Mm-mm.
You're not being 100. You can't be 100 till you're all in. You can't be solid unless you're all in.
Let's just be realist right
but
guess, now.
But hold on, get the mic then. Get the mic.
Let's be real. Okay.
But that's the same thing. Y'all can be married and y'all can have y'all wife sitting in a different corner, but then y'all can be having y'all different little side pieces sitting in a different corner and right, then not knowing something. About
let,
each other.
But let me go ahead and put you
but
on point.
Talking about
let me go ahead and put you on point about something. We do that when we 20 and 21, but when we 40 and 50, our wife know about the side pieces. The side pieces know about the wife. Everybody know about each other when it comes to a man and a woman. Men don't do all that now because we ain't got time for it.
But you want us to be honest, but you just said.
We ain't got time for the interaction. But a woman will never, ever, she would take it to her grave. My mama was here. She would take it to her grave. You understand that? But a man with a woman, y'all gonna take it to your grave.
Of course we gonna take it to
your grave.
But y'all,
a man
can't dish man, what a female does.
We don't wanna deal with it. This is what it
but
is,
it's
man.
Like y'all
stay
can do
there.
Y'all
stay
can
leave.
Do y'all karma stay on leave. Us. Y'all can do y'all karma on us, but as soon as a female get their karma back on y'all, y'all can't take it though. Y'all can't take
I ain't
it at all.
I said about that. I ain't said I couldn't take it. We ain't talking about that. No, I can't take it. Now I'm gonna act a fool.
No, I'm just saying you can have you can have your wife know about y'all side chicks, but it's like y'all want us to be honest with y'all, but y'all not being honest with us either.
That's all in.
Not even with the side piece. Yeah, you married, but you gotta be honest with your side piece too.
But to us, that's all in.
That's
the
side piece
know, the wife know, everybody know. That's right. Us being honest. That's us being honest. That's us being honest now.
Right.
But you're not reciprocating that. The woman don't reciprocate that. She don't tell us about her side piece. And her side piece is the nigga that know everybody. He know everything
well,
that's going on.
Well, that's different females. I
and
ain't
he know
that
everything
type,
that's
so.
Going on. But the husband, the one that paying the bills, don't know everything going on. He the one that need to know everything going on. He should be able to say, oh, you with Billy tonight? All right, I'm cool with that. I'm finna go over and kick it with Susan. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that ain't going on. You don't get, the woman don't give the man a choice when the man give the woman a choice. That's what I believe. This was what I experienced. That's all I'm saying. On that note, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying on that note. But I'm talking about from a grown man perspective. I don't know too many grown men over 40, that's lying about their doings and about their movements. Either they, but I don't tell me over 40 that's lying about what they got going on. They gonna simply say this is what it is. They gonna say what it is, man. Cause they ain't got time for it. You ever heard this phrase, cheaper to keep them? It's just cheaper.
It
is cheaper to keep them.
Tired.
Like I'm telling you. If she say no, you ain't doing all that. All right, well, I ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, black men don't cheat.
Titus, why you gotta? Let me ask
black,
you this.
Black men don't cheat.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Anyways,
they don't lie.
Why does white a man have a side piece if he married, but if he happy? Why you got a side piece? What's that for?
I'm sorry, baby. Come step up. Let me hear you.
Why do you need a side piece if you married?
Thank you. All right, listen, my conversation is different on that one. My conversation is different, though, so I'm not going to bring that. I'm going to say that for another show. My conversation is different. I don't say no comment on that.
I'm so done.
Because at the same time, why women got to cheat?
One more. I do believe, like, I believe that all men are angels. I believe that no black man will cheat, but also believe that the human body is a 360. If you doing 100%, whereas though she don't have to look nowhere else, text nobody else, and you have nothing to worry about.
She can encourage that too, though.
I don't believe that no man.
But she can encourage that too, though. How you treat your man determines whether or not he look for somebody else. You gotta understand that, because how I feel determines largely by how you treat me.
Absolutely.
And
I
if
agree.
You ain't treat me one, if you ain't making me feel, you ain't making me feel like a king and a god, you ain't making me feel like Jesus.
I agree.
Then I don't really know what I'm talking about. What's going on? I'm talking about if you can go to church and worship, you can stay home and worship. You can motherfucker make me feel just as good as you do everybody else. And if you can't make me feel just as good as everybody else, I see you. You can't be just as respectful, just as honorable, just as caring, just as concerned with me. It inspired me and your treatment with me. Y'all need to come up to the stage with the mic.
I'm sorry.
I can reciprocate that. But if me giving 100 and me doing all that for you and you're not doing that for me, you're going to cause an imbalance. And as a man, I'm going to take my steps backwards. I'm going to move myself and put myself in a position of caution. I'm going to step back over. Let me sit back here, because she's showing me traits and characteristics and she's moving in a manner that's concerning and that's suspect. And I ain't wanna sit here and try to figure it out. I'm not gonna sit here and try to investigate it. I'm not gonna sit here and try to make sense of it, because at the same time, my subconscious, my mind, and I'm talking about my God and my spirit is telling me something ain't right.
Right. I'm glad you brought God up. So the Bible, you know.
We talking about religion now.
I know, no. Okay. I'm just saying, as far as we can go back to 50-50, stay on track. So as far as that, it says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. When you saw that woman, you saw her value. That's why you saw that she was worth investing in.
Right, let me ask you this before you go there. What is a marriage? What does a marriage represent? What's the definition of a marriage?
To me, marriage is a spiritual covenant before God. It's a promise you make to honor and love your partner the way that God would want them to be loved and honored.
All right, so let me ask you this. Does it take a marriage for you to do that?
I mean, I don't believe in the paperwork, but I think marriage is a spiritual ritual that should be sacred.
All right, so let me speak from somebody that's been married twice.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay. Talk your
shit.
Listen, what you
have is what you have. Marriage don't define it.
True.
If you ain't already got it before you got married, you ain't gonna get it.
Yeah.
You understand that? Marriage is not something that pushes you to another level. You understand that? Marriage is just a crowning. It's a celebration of what you already have.
Yes.
It's like having a birthday party if you done lived another year.
Yes.
You understand that? That's all it is.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it is an anointing. It is a joining of, I'm talking about an acknowledgement of what you already have. That's it. It's not going to make you be nothing more. It's not. And for people that look at, oh, when I married, it's this. No, it's not. That's why the disappointment set in. That's why the divorce rate's so high. Because you can't think that by me getting him, encouraging him and pushing him into getting married to me or marrying me or marrying me, it's going to make this be something else. If he ain't that before you got married, he ain't going to be that when you get married. If she ain't that before you get married, she ain't going to be that when you get married. Right. It's not going to be no different. That's like you buying a car and expecting to turn to a Corvette after 2 years. It ain't going to happen. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I'm talking about all you can do is try to encourage somebody and try to find their truth. Manifest your truth, develop your truth through your mistakes, show understanding, show forgiveness, show love, because all that is wrapped up in one. And develop through that. And develop with one another. But in your mistakes, you become better. You don't do it twice. Now you're taking advantage of insulting somebody's kindness. No, you get the mic back.
But. But on the flip side of that, you know,
okay.
it's like, why you gonna buy the milk if you got the cow? See what I'm saying? So some women they aren't gonna be their full self until you give them a ring. See what I'm saying? And you can't expect them to be their full self. Same thing with a man. You can't expect everything out of me until I'm completely yours. You know?
Yeah.
And that, to me, that's a trust thing. That ain't really a 50-50 thing. That's a trust thing.
But that's the genuine shit. That's manifesting the truth. You know what I'm saying? Like they said, you come in genuine. You need to come in from. I'm sorry. You need to come in from the beginning, from the start, genuine. You need to, I'm talking about, if you really care, you really want to manifest, you really want to achieve that, you want to experience it, you got to give that. You can't expect something for, you can't expect 100% and you're giving 50. You can't expect truth when you're giving, when you pretending. You know what I'm talking about? You can't expect no more than what you give. You got to be your own manifestation of truth for her to be able to manifest her truth. You know what I'm talking about? Because if you're pretending and putting off something that you're not, and she's vibing with your act, and she pretending, she's vibing with the image that you're portraying that's not your truth, then you're not getting her truth because you putting off a false image. Now, and when she discovered that you ain't who you is, or that energy ain't right because that ain't who you is, then it's gonna break apart. It's not gonna be true. And that's where a lot of it come from. If you really wanna be 100 with it, you'll get 100 with it when it's 100. But if it ain't 100 with it, you'll be able to see that it ain't 100, you'll be able to move yourself from it. All right, so we gotta go. Time ran out. Yoshi telling me to cut. I got five minutes left. But we got four now. So I just want to thank y'all for y'all feedback while I can. But go ahead, bro.
Say next week. Yeah, tap in with us next week.
Tap in with us next week. Next week, what are we talking about next week? What y'all want to talk about next week?
I don't know. Send me some ideas, man. Y'all send me some ideas.
Yeah. Send me some ideas. We talk about.
Send me some ideas.
You got a few topics, Sonny? Send me them. Cause they don't want to talk about polygamy yet.
I have nothing to say on that topic because I'm not in that community.
Yeah, but you coming though.
No.
There you go.
No.
I tell you, he's a student. He's a student. He's still learning. He's still reading. He's still doing his studying. He's still doing.
Hey, I'll just be listening.
You know what I mean?
No.
Ancient tribalism, just polygamy, a modern day term, is now polygamy and polymorph stuff. That's all it is.
Nah, I'm gonna stay in my lane.
Yeah,
stay in my lane.
See, just because it worked for the Answers don't mean it gotta work for you.
Yeah, it ain't work for you. And I'm happy for you. Yeah, that ain't work for me.
Say what, Sonny? We got your tab, girl. We ain't worried about no tab today. You got your tab. There you go. We gonna take care of your tab, but we ain't paying that car note for that Mercedes you got out there.
Now I ain't got no half on the bills this month.
You ain't got no half on no bills this month.
No, that's right.
There you go. I'm gonna trip you out before I leave. It's always the females that you can't get that you. No. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me get it right. It's all the females that you don't want that come with the nonsense, and the ones that don't pay you no attention, you can't get.
Thank you.
I'm talking about because the ones that I believe that probably would do right, and probably, I'm talking about up there that a guy be willing to actually go hard for, won't step up. They won't step up just because you ain't willing to throw the, you ain't willing to jump out there.
I always got exactly who and what I wanted though, so I can't say that. I ain't gonna say that, bro. Ever since I was younger, I always. Hey Yoshi,
that.
What we looking like on
you
time,
probably, you probably can say that because you probably can say that because you dark skinned.
Oh, okay.
You dark skinned.
Because I'm dark skinned.
Y'all be trying
it,
to
man.
Play me because I'm light
skinned. Nah, man.
Yeah, it is. I did too much time in prison. That's all that is. I missed my time. I came out. It was dark skinned, nigga. That's all.
Yeah.
There you go. But all right, man. Listen, we love y'all. Peace. Tune in next Tuesday. We will be on time.
Monday.
Next Monday. We will be on time. Monday. 8 p.m.
Monday.
8 p.m. right here. Come. We'll talk about it. We have more mics, too.
Yeah, money.
All right, peace.
Peace.